There was some good news for County Waterford's picturesque Copper Coast in April of this year, when it was named one of the best offbeat places in the world to visit by Lonely Planet. The expert travel guide listed the coastal spot in its global guidebook called Offbeat, which focused on hidden gems off the beaten track and lesser known destinations than the usual large towns and cities popular with tourists. The 25-kilometre stretch of rugged Waterford coastline was described as sorely overlooked, but was praised in the guide for its gorgeously secluded, wave-whipped coves, walking trails and coastal woodlands, largely to your lucky self. Needless to say, there was plenty of happy reaction to the listing from here in County Waterford, as Damien discovered when he did a ring around for the Daisha Today Show.
Sean Corcoran, good morning.
How are you doing, Damien?
I'm great, thank you, I'm great. I know there might be a little bit of wind noise behind you there. Tell us where you are this morning, please.
This morning, Joe and I are on a beach in beautiful County Sligo on Ross's Point, working on a project with a school for a TV series for TG Cahir.
Super. And what's your design of the day?
Today we're creating a robot horse. So the idea was developed in the classroom with the Rangacuig and... So a couple of fuckle of gum. I'm doing a bit of Oscailge and a bit of Osbeirle as well, and just giving the kids a nice experience on the beach.
Lovely. And a robot horse. I'd say little did you be thinking when you were a little boy you'd be making robot horses on sand beaches and...
I know.
Isn't it great? Sure, it's a great way to be and it's a great way to live in the Copper Coast in Waterford. What did you think about this story about Lonely Planet saying it's one of the hidden gems, not just in Ireland, but in Europe?
Yeah, I suppose in some ways, like because my wife Miranda and I run a gallery, we're kind of always kind of looking for the bit of footfall. But at the same time, you know, I mean, we get throngs during the summer. I mean, during the lockdown, there was, you know, thousands and thousands of people kind of discovered the Copper Coast. I suppose for me, there's a kind of a double-edged sword. I like people visiting the Copper Coast because it is an amazing, amazing treasure. Nationally, not just locally, and I'd agree with Lonely Planet on it. So I suppose watch this space. I mean, we don't want to turn into, like, so many places on the Wild Atlantic Way didn't really play their cards right in terms of the amount of buses and tours that came. So we don't want that either. We want to be a bit more sensible and sustainable about our tourism here. So so yeah, but no doubt it's an amazing part of the world.
Yeah, again, their line was that saying one of the best offbeat in inverted commas places, not only in Europe, but in the world to visit, and 100 offbeat places around the globe in the guidebook Offbeat. Again, it's one of those contradictions in tourism, isn't it, Sean, that you want people to know about a place, you want people to come, you want it to have an economic sustainability in terms of numbers coming in to an area, but you don't want it to spoil the area. It's a real difficult one, isn't it?
That's the thing. And I mean, there isn't that many stakeholders out here in terms of, like, when we talk about sustainability, like, we have two young kids. Well, they're young teenagers now. One is a trainee jockey, one is a trainee surfer. So I'd like to think, and my wife and I, in terms of, like, the future, for me, sustainability on a personal level, almost on a selfish level, is kind of like, is there a possibility that my children might be able to make a living here on the Copper Coast where we live? So that for me is kind of like, sometimes you need that extra footfall. And even from a county's perspective, I know the development plan has huge targets in terms of increasing the population so that we can have enough facilities that make ourselves sustainable. So that's the kind of end goal, I suppose. I think we should probably all be having. We have to sacrifice a little bit if we're bringing in more people. But at the same time, that brings more and more facilities that are needed.
I won't keep you long, Sean, because I know you're busy there. Just a simple question. Let's say over the next 3 years then, what would you like to see developed or built or, I suppose, incorporated into the Copper Coast?
Well, I suppose I could start with simple things. It would be lovely to see better toilet facilities. You know, it would be lovely to see another couple of enterprises opening up in terms of smaller cafes and activity centres and so on. I mean, I suppose from the council's perspective, I mean, the council do great work across countywide. But I suppose, like, the likes of this area is designated by UNESCO as a global geopark. So for me, that status alone, I personally would like to see the council getting behind this, maybe with a bit more clout, even financially, in terms of looking at how we properly guide this over the next 10 years in terms of, you know, I mean, the Greenway has been an amazing, amazing addition to what we have in this county. And I think we just need to kind of wake up and be ahead of the mark in terms of the Copper Coast before the Copper Coast turns into something without us having an input. So I think the council would be a great steering position in that through the geopark.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right in that. I'll let you get back to it. Gora Míle Maith Agat, Sean, and have a great day and mind yourself with the robotic couple and take care and say hello to Miranda for us and to Joe. Slánga fóill. See you, Sean. Thanks.
Slánga fóill,
Sean. All the very best. Let's go straight now to Bunman. Robbie Galvin, manager of the Copper Coast Geopark. Robbie, good morning.
Good morning, Damien. Thanks for having me on. It's great to hear Sean there before me. He's a real champion of the area.
He really is, yeah. He's up in Sligo at the minute making his robotic horses, as he does, you know. But it's lovely to hear from you. And first time actually talking to you. Just tell our listeners, you're the manager of what's called the Copper Coast Geopark. Like, that's a full-time job, is it, Robbie?
It is, but we don't really have full-time funding for the role at the moment, so it's effectively a part-time job.
Yeah,
but,
the reason I ask that is that because this goes to the heart of where we are. One, it's great news about this, I suppose, mention and vote within the Lonely Planet guidebooks, but secondly, where do we go from here? So just talk to me, if you wouldn't mind, about the structures that are in place at present to promote tourism in the geopark.
Sure, yeah. Well, I suppose what we are, the Copper Coast Geopark, well, there's the designation, the UNESCO designation, and then there's the organisation. The Copper Coast Geopark Limited is a non-profit charity, and we are in place to do the work that needs to be done to keep that designation and to develop it as a develop the place as a destination. So, for example, we operate a visitor centre in Bunman. We work to conserve the mining ruins in Tankardstown. So that's the engine house. It's very iconic.
Yep.
We have other little attractions around the area. We have a geological garden there. And we also do projects around the place. Like in over the last 2 years, we've installed dozens of new interpretation boards around the coastline that tell the story, the places and the villages. We've also done some interesting things. Like we have some speaking posts we put in Douro and in Strath Valley that tell visitors audibly about the places they are and they can learn more through those. And we also work on projects like we started a tourism network about 2 years ago to bring together visitors, to bring together the small businesses like Sean that operate here and to start thinking a bit bigger. And one thing I suppose Sean ended there that we'd like to do in the next 3 years, and that is a real potential. We're actually working with the local authority at the moment who do provide some of our funding and have been very supportive of us over the years, but I suppose they could do more to develop a real signature coastal walk attraction along the coastline.
And that's my next question, and I pose that to Sean as well. Like, what physical things would you like to see being built in the next 3 to 5 years that would incorporate the amazing beauty of the geopark and yet allow more people to visit it, which would create then enough of a footfall for people to have businesses, small coffee shops, whatever the case may be, that would be viable and to manage this in such a way?
Yeah, like it's a few different paths, a few different roads we can go down. So, for example, right now in the Copper Coast, we're getting a lot of people coming to us from bus tours and companies that want to bring bus tours into the area. But there's no real parking facilities. And then there's also the question of, do we even want bus tourism to come in? Then when we think about developments like kind of more like attractions, there's potential to do a mining experience in Bunman, in the ruins of the engine house. We did a feasibility study into that years ago. It can be done from an engineering perspective. But personally, and I think currently, we're focused on more, suppose we're looking at that more sustainable tourism market. We're looking at stuff like a coastal walkway, a viewpoint, new ways of interpretation, things that make the area sticky and that stop people from just driving through on the way somewhere else. But and just a final point on this. Like, people talk about the Copper Coast Drive. We really don't want to be the Copper Coast Drive. We want to be the Copper Coast Geopark, a place that people come, not a place that people drive through. So anything that changes that attitude and that perception, that's what we want to do.